all Americans to throw away any romaine they might have, including hearts of romaine, salad mixes with romaine, spring mix, or Caesar salad.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control say romaine lettuce around the nation is testing positive for E. coli contamination, and they want no Americans or even Canadians to eat any of it. And if you've already eaten some and you're not feeling well, see a doctor.
Fox's Eben Brown. This is Fox News.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Zeppelin with background vocals by Howard Dean at 504. Did you see the Stones are going out on tour next year?
I did, yeah.
I think, is it Keith Richards or Ron Wood? One of them, the oldest of the group, is going to be 78. The guy that used to be their bassist, maybe it was Ron Wood, I think he just turned 82. Now, I am not against this. I'm not against this at all. I think that's what keeps them alive. I really do.
Keith Richards is 74. Let me see. How old is Ron Wood?
Can you go down?
71. It might be Jagger, man. I can go downstairs, yes.
Hi, hang on just a second. Who's this?
Gino.
Gino, hold on. Yeah, take the...
Nick's 75.
There's a pie in the refrigerator. Please deliver to said guest at the front door. Thank you, young Joey. And Rosie, thank you for the thing I just posted down on Facebook. Oh, my God. Ron Perlman says he won't work in Georgia after Abrams' run for governor was snuffed out by cheating. Are you serious, a-hole? Really? It was snuffed out by her crappy candidacy. Jesus, they got... Hi, who's this?
Hey, Greg, it's Mo. I'm downstairs.
We're on the way.
All right, thanks.
All right, now this is Jean.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I've been meaning to call you. What does Janelle and her husband do when all those hurricanes and tornadoes come in with those animals?
Well, the zoo, which was horribly destroyed in 92 from Andrew was rebuilt with that in mind to provide better shelter for animals.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
In Andrew, a lot of them, they had no place to put them, and some of them died. And they were not allowed, they were not going to let that happen again. And when Irma came through, and keep in mind that zoo was under tropical storm and hurricane force winds for 39 hours. They didn't lose anything.
Oh, thank God for that.
So that's, and they're part of that team. In fact, Ryan was on ABC national TV herding animals into their safety zones.
Well, wonderful. Well, I've been meaning to call you and ask you about that.
That's
all right, Becky, you have a good weekend.
All right, and you too. Have the best. Yes, Gino.
I've got a newspaper right here, Heather. It was April 1912, original copy. And when the Titanic went down, they held it off the news for about 8 hours, nearly a day, because they were worried about what it would do with the island effect stock market. Has Brant called in yet?
I have not heard from him yet, but he will be shortly.
I'm going to take this box to him one day. I've got it's an original newspaper from 1912, and I think he might be interested in it.
Well, we'll find out.
And I'll get it to him. Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Okay, I got to take a quick break for traffic at 508.
Afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Construction zone down on South Boulevard. That'll be between Narrow Lane and Troy Highway. Got things bottled up a little bit down that way. Up on the Eastern Boulevard, southbound lanes, between Atlanta Highway and I-85, some pretty heavy traffic through there. Also up around Lagoon Park in the southbound lane, some heavy traffic there. And downtown is looking kind of heavy at the moment. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A man has died after being taken into police custody in Montgomery. Police say they responded to a call of a man creating a disturbance on Carmichael Road last night. They say after he was placed into custody, he complained of chest pains and collapsed. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A new federal lawsuit is challenging Alabama's practice of suspending the driver's licenses of people who cannot pay traffic tickets. The lawsuit says the practice violates the 14th Amendment by punishing persons simply because they are poor. Two children of a 52-year-old Alabama woman who died on a cruise from Florida to Aruba say she was nervous about taking the trip. Timothy Tornorio says that his mother, Omarosa, told him when she said goodbye that it might be the last time she hugged him. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a colder forecast on the way for tonight with mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow is a big travel day with cool sunshine and a high temperature up around 60. Low tomorrow night, 41. Then on Thanksgiving, storm-free. Looks like a partly cloudy day. High temperature 60 to 62. Not a bad holiday forecast. Next storm system arrives by late Friday in through the overnight hours Friday night with showers and thunderstorms. Also part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the state. Hopefully in time for the Iron Bowl. We'll keep an eye on the timing of that storm system. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
greatest Thanksgiving hits of all time on Happy Hour at 5:11. Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And man, lots of questions about what's happening the last couple of days.
Yeah, I know it. I know. I bet there is. And I tell you what, to be clear, I mean, we have absolutely been keeping an eye on this and really watching what's going on. We're not too terribly surprised. I got to say, I mean, and I want to boil this down to something that might be easy for everyone to understand. And the best way I can say it is this. You know, the stock market is a great forecaster. It's a great predictor of what it sees coming. And literally what the stock market is saying right now is it's sending a clear message to the Federal Reserve Chairman, Mr. Powell, saying you got to stop. You've got to stop raising interest rates right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's also saying, you know what, we understand what the president's doing with respect to this trade war, but these tariffs are really starting to take effect.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things are massive headwind to all of the tremendous growth that we have experienced throughout 17 and this year. There are just too many companies now that are all saying, hey, listen, you know, things are good, and they're still good, but we're getting signs that things are slowing down pretty fast. All you have to do is look at housing, for example.
Yeah.
You look at the housing numbers. They're rolling over. You look at most sectors today, the tech sector, the financials, on and on. Everyone is saying, even retail, is saying things are starting to show early signs of a slowdown. But I want to caution everyone, and I really do, because I think it's important to understand this is not some sort of a crash scenario. This is not a redux of 2008 and 2009.
Oh, that never really crossed my mind. I just hate to see the negative activity after so much growth. You know, we've been through a couple of adjustments and stuff. It's weird that it's happened. It's been so up and down. You almost need Dramamine to read the numbers every week.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. And you know, all year long, I've been saying this was going to be a tough year. I mean, listen, we had the corporate tax cut. We've had a number of things that have gone well for us. But when you start raising interest rates, especially as fast as this Federal Reserve is doing, that is going to begin to take hold. And it is clearly doing so.
They would have never dared to do that while Obama was president.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, at the end of the day, the bottom line is rates have to go up when you're growing this fast. The problem is, and this is the real problem, the Federal Reserve has always been historically horrible, just absolutely horrible at really, you know, timing this just right. And as I've said before on these airwaves many times, the 15 out of the last 17 times that the Fed has raised interest rates, it has led to a recession. And it's because the Federal Reserve System never gets it right. These are academic people. They're academic wonks that walk around looking at all of this macro data, and they think that they're going to get it just right, and they never, ever do. And what the market is simply saying here is, Mr. Fed Chairman, you're going to overshoot. You are going to overshoot. You're going to throw us into a recession. You're going to shut this thing down. And I'm afraid that's what's going on. And as I've said, the Fed really does need to stop. A lot of market participants I've talked to, heck, all you have to do is go on CNBC.com or a number of the other media outlets, and you're going to see the same thing. A lot of major people out there saying we've gone too far too fast and we've got to slow this thing down, because I think if the Fed, right now, a December rate hike is well baked in. But what they're going to have to do is say, okay, we're going to raise rates, but we're going to slow down, we're going to pause, and we're going to see how things shake out, at least for the first 6 months of 19. And I think if they would do that, that would calm things down and settle things down. Remember, we see what happens in the stock market. These CEOs are seeing what's happening with orders and with their in demand. They're seeing what's happening with inventory. And other things like that. And when you go on these conference calls and you listen to what they have to say, they're talking about an inventory build. They're talking about a shift in momentum. The the year-over-year comps going into the first quarter of 19 are going to be incredibly tough. But, hey, I mean, if you look at 2019 forecast, which we have done, the S&P 500 is forecast to grow earnings around 9%. If you look at it on a valuation basis, that puts us at about a 15 multiple on next year earnings, which is really quite palatable. I mean, that's not bad at all. As a matter of fact, I would even say this market is very cheap in my mind. And I think, too, and I hate to talk about individual companies, but if you stand back and just look at the major ones like Amazon, Apple, which is a major bellwether name.
Yes.
These companies have all come down. They've had major corrections.
Yes, it looks like almost Mark Zuckerberg's mugshot on the front of Drudge for the better part of the day.
Well, yeah, and I'm not too sold on Facebook still.
First of all, they keep ticking off people who are, you know, I've had so many people say, look, I'm not dumping you as a friend. I'm leaving Facebook because I just can't be part of this anymore.
Yeah.
The censorship and all the rest.
Yeah, I think Facebook has a major league problem on its hands. I mean, first of all, they're using a lot of private information. I mean, think about, and everyone out there who uses Facebook, I know you do, I have. They have every single bit of information on every user practically in the country. That's a scary thought. Every private conversation, every message, everything. And this is why these regulators in Washington are very concerned and very worried about this, because not only can they use it against people politically or other ways, but this data has been hacked in a major way and is finding its way in the hands of people who shouldn't have it. So I think Facebook's future, that business model is a bit flawed, and I think it's going to be quite challenging for them going through 2019. It's going to be interesting to see how they adapt, to the new environment. But putting Facebook aside, I think that there are other great bellwether names out there that have had tremendous growth, that have really done a great job, and they're pretty darn cheap right now in my mind. And I would say too that I still think that we are on the precipice of a potential turnaround, a sharp snapback rally that we could close the year on market highs. Because as of right now, we're even for the year. If you look at all three indexes,
right,
or all the major asset classes, stocks have a zero return and a zero loss.
Mm-hmm.
Bonds have lost money all year. Cash has been the only thing that has really outperformed. So we'll see. But like I said, I'm going to take advantage of this personally. We've been quite defensive for a number of months now, and we're looking to rotate out of some of the things that have done well for us and take advantage of some of the weakness in other sectors.
That's why I like to talk to you, the voice of reason. I did, as we wrap up, Brent, I did a little research before your call, because I saw some stuff here and there, and you always got to consider the source. I always take into account if my source is a hardcore right-wing or conservative. Hate the term right-wing. That makes it sound like you're off the wall. Conservative website. And there were some analysts. Now, Kudlow says there's no recession coming, which echoes what you were just telling us. If the Democrats got back into control, there could be some issues. You know, there could be a little bit of a slowdown. Do you think anything with this midterm is connected to it?
I certainly think there is some connection.
Because we know how they love to regulate things, you know, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, there has to be, only from the standpoint that the market, I think, does look around and go, okay, what's the next round of stimulus? You know, what is the next catalyst going to be to help us go higher, both in terms of the economy and the market?
Right.
And when the Democrats take over the House of Representatives, and all you hear is Maxine Waters saying that she wants to roll back the deregulation,
yeah. And
others out there who are clamoring to, all they want to do is use subpoenas and this and that and the other, that is not what the rest of the country wants to hear. That's not what Wall Street certainly wants to hear. So I do think there's a little bit of that that's feeding into it. But on the other hand, real quick, I would say they don't have the power to dismantle or really take away a lot of the great things that have happened in the first 2 years.
That's right. And by the way, Trump's success, you know, he campaigned hard for those Senate seats. almost picked up Tubi on the four that he did. Came very close. In fact, the lady that lost in Arizona, McSally, who was not a Trump embracer, she may be appointed to replace John Kyle, who was appointed to replace John McCain. We'll see how that all works out in the end. But, you know, he accomplished something in a midterm election that hadn't been done but three times in the history of this country, turning over that many Senate seats in his favor in his first midterm. So he was smart. He went where he knew he could make gains, and he did. And as it stands now, everybody that the last president endorsed...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Lost. 0 for 4. So there you go.
Yeah.
If you would like to have access to somebody like Brandt to help you plan your financial future, to talk to you about ways to make the most out of the money you work so hard to make, 2019 is right around the corner, man. You'll be looking at January and saying, how did this get here so fast? Before it gets here, get together with Brandt, meet the incredible team of people he's got at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, and start planning for your future, because your future is as close as tomorrow. And they can help you. They can answer questions. They can help you formulate plans, ideas. It's all on the table when it comes to you and your money. 387-0094 is the number to make that call. 387-0094. Make a New Year's resolution 6 weeks early. Get it done. Call Brandt and get a plan going for 2019 and beyond. Joey will be here tomorrow. I am having oral surgery tomorrow, so I will be on another planet.
Oh, my God. Does this have to do with your teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured it did. Good luck, man.
It's going to take about 3.5 hours, and I'll be a little swollen and uncomfortable. So Joey will be here, but you have a great Thanksgiving, my best, and give my love to your family. They're wonderful, and we got a lot to be thankful for.
No, we have a tremendous amount to be thankful for. Incredibly blessed, and... good luck tomorrow. I'll be thinking of you. I will call in. I'll talk with Joey, of course. And, hey, Gino, I did hear him talk about that newspaper. I would love to have that newspaper.
All right. We will make sure that it gets into your hands.
All right.
You take care, Brent.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Yeah, Drudge had a link to some amazing photos from around the planet that are just breathtaking. I'm going to put that up on Facebook in a moment, and I'm just answering the phone blind here. Hello?
Hey, this is East.
East, what's up, buddy?
Hey, look, I just wanted to call. You know, it's Thanksgiving, so I want to be thankful for something. I am thankful for all of your advertisers, but especially for Brandt for being available to us, and I hope he's still listening. It means so much. I've got quite a bit tied up in his operation. When my dad passed, we came into some money. And it's good to know that we've got somebody that is paying attention to the stuff and letting us know. And Greg, thank you for having Brandt on. I know you could go off and advertise all kinds of things, but to have this kind of gravity... in the middle of our fun afternoons really makes a difference.
Well, especially on a day like today where people hear these numbers. Well, what does it mean? He calms us down and gives us the mechanisms behind the movement, and that's what makes him so valuable to us. And, of course, you are an example of the people we suggest. Call them and get a plan going. Whether you run into a little extra money or you don't, it's always good to have something you can set aside for. It grows quickly.
That's right. That's right. Well, hey, man, you take care of yourself and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
I'll do my very best, all things considered. Right, thanks, man. All right, we are at 5:26. Now, it's just a little bit late. Not even Jeff Mallinson, Lord of the Laminates, can get your house flooring fixed up for Thanksgiving, but he can for Christmas. Perhaps Friday, Saturday, you get out there and visit Georgia Floors Direct and look for flooring. to upgrade a room or your entire house, whether you're looking at a room remnant to fix up one room, the kids' playroom, whatever, your entertainment area is getting a little scuffed up, or perhaps you'd like to enjoy a nice tile or laminate or hardwood. Everything at Georgia Floors Direct is high-fashion flooring brought in straight from the manufacturers and available to you at a true wholesale price. Then, once you've decided what you want, they arrange installation with people they've worked with for many, many years, in some cases, decades. See, Georgia Floors Direct is about to head into their 50th year of operation. The reason they've lasted so long is they bring great products at great prices and work with the best installers on the planet. You'll save above and beyond what the box stores offer because there's middlemen there, you see, not at Georgia Floors Direct. True wholesale pricing, excellent installations. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers will take excellent care of you at Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. And I'm sure Jeff and everybody there wishes you the best Thanksgiving possible.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Have an accident on Taylor Road at the ramp to 85 northbound. There's also a moderate crash on U.S. 82 South Boulevard, both directions, and that is just past U.S. 80 in Montgomery County. That's going to be down around Troy Highway. So be careful over in those two areas. Everything else looking good for you this afternoon. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started to arrive, and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
William B. is back.
Yes, hey. sorry about that earlier. Like I said, my time is always bad, you know.
You're a critic at large. We need you when you're available.
No, I was just calling to wish you well for tomorrow. I know everything's going to go well for you. But
I have great confidence in the dentist. It's just got to be done, man. This is the end of the line for me. This should be the last procedure I will ever need.
Yeah. He's a great doc. That's my dentist. I hadn't been to him in a while, but yeah, Doc Kane.
Yes.
Yeah, he's really good.
And by the way, if you're looking for a dentist, if you go to riverregionboom.com, pull up the October issue. I wrote about my visit there and how great he was. But there's some funny dental stories along the way.
Yeah. He's cool. I'll check that out. But anyway, I just wanted to, if I don't talk to y'all before, have a happy Thanksgiving and all that stuff. I had to turn this GPS off. She's talking to me while I'm talking. How rude. But anyway, I just wish you the best. And I know everything's going to be great. And we'll holler at you a little bit later then.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for the call.
All right.
He's a good guy. He is. You know, it's funny. That's one of those things where we weren't sure at first. And he's turned out to be a great friend of the show. And I consider him a personal friend as well.
Good man.
5:30, your local news. We'll get Rich's forecast up.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A new federal lawsuit is challenging Alabama's practice of suspending the driver's licenses of people who cannot pay traffic tickets. The lawsuit says the practice violates the 14th Amendment by punishing persons simply because they are poor. A man has died after being taken into police custody in Montgomery. Police say they responded to a call of a man creating a disturbance on Carmichael Road last night. They say after he was placed into custody, he complained of chest pains and collapsed. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Two children of a 52-year-old Alabama woman who died on a cruise from Florida to Aruba say she was nervous about taking the trip. Timothy Tornorio says that his mother, Omarosa, told him when she said goodbye that it might be the last time she hugged him. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay hydrated from the moment we receive them until you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. Bring home beauty and value with a 6 to 7 foot fresh cut tree, just $54.95 while supplies last. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths and garland for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays at Southern Homes and Gardens, Fawn Road.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a colder forecast on the way for tonight with mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow is a big travel day with cool sunshine and a high temperature up around 60. Low tomorrow night, 41. Then on Thanksgiving, storm-free. Looks like a partly cloudy day. High temperature, 60 to 62. Not a bad holiday forecast. Next storm system arrives by late Friday in through the overnight hours Friday night with showers and thunderstorms. Also part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the state, hopefully in time for the Iron Bowl. We'll keep an eye on the timing of that storm system. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Nobody helped. They drank, they smoked while telling jokes. Someone let go a belch. Don't you ever say I didn't entertain. Your family is nuts. They are getting crude, yelling for some food like they're at Pizza Hut.
Hey, when are we eating?
At all. They ate so
my God, I never want to see those people again.
News Talk 93.1 FM on Happy Hour, playing the Bay.
The Bay.
Playing the greatest butterball hits of all time.
Hello, Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yeah, I was wondering, can I boil my turkey in our hot tub?
Yeah, I'm not finding that in our list of safe cooking methods.
Don't put your turkey in the tub while bathing. It will make you sick and it won't be worth saving. Don't cook with your oven knob set to clean. Things you should never do with a turkey. Cooking your turkey in a kitchen toaster. Using an easy bake oven to roaster. Taking it with you to a tanning bed. None of these ever should enter your head.
So, browning it with my cutting torch was a bad idea?
Can I cook mine with a can of hairspray and a Bic liner?
Try to avoid these ridiculous things, and then you won't end up dead.
And then there's this danger on Thanksgiving if you have somebody who's getting up there carving the turkey, you know, like our boss. He's a day older than me. Watch out.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Elderly Turkey Carver.
Mr. Elderly Turkey Carver.
You're no spring chicken, Grandpa. You've lost control of your memory and your bladder, but not the most dangerous item in the kitchen, the electric knife.
Oh my God, everybody stand back.
Lesser men would have relinquished the task at the onset of blindness. But you, sir, look past those cataracts and see your holiday duty.
That's not the turkey, that's the cat.
And when you drool on the bird, it's almost like basting.
We just lost our appetite. Yeah.
So the next time you're cowering under the table, hoping beyond hope that the lovable old coot doesn't saw right through it, raise a mangled drumstick in salute to Mr. Elderly Turkey Carver, a real American hero.
Mr. Elderly Turkey Carver.
He's shaking so much, there's no reason to plug it in.
Another good one coming up at the end of this break that's timely, well-produced, and in lieu of this story, something we need to be mindful of because Thanksgiving is the number one holiday for alcohol consumption. A lot of people think it's New Year's Eve or 4th of July. Yeah, a lot of drinking is done on those days for sure, but Thanksgiving is number one because of what? What do you think? What's the number one reason? Wine.
Oh.
8 ounces of wine equals one 12-ounce beer equals one shot of Maker's Mark.
Really?
Yay!
This story from Florida, we were talking about this morning. It's one of our Morning Maroon nominees. The cops of Pinellas County near Tampa pulled over a guy, 50-year-old guy. They had received several calls about somebody obviously driving impaired.
Mm-hmm.
He blew a .66.
Whoa!
On the breathalyzer. And then a .64 on the second time, because technically 4.40 is considered lethal. You can die. You can die from less than that, but 4.0 is about the point where alcohol toxemia can occur and you're dead. Especially if you have other stuff in your system.
Good Lord, man!
.66. I have never heard of one that high. And he's not a giant man, 200 pounds. People with higher fat content absorb a little bit more. Which, by the way, and this is true, and I'm not saying this to be sexist, but women who drink too much past their 40s, they... Because the fat content in the face, and I'm not being ugly here, I'm telling you the truth. You can stop drinking, but the damage done by the alcohol to that particular part of your body cannot be fixed. And I've met a number of women who, God bless them, got sober late, but they still look stoned. couple of them I knew down in Florida at this group I went to in Pompano, said they had been pulled over by the police for other violations and were asked to take a breathalyzer test because they looked drunk. They weren't, but that's an unfortunate consequence. And unfortunately, consequences are what compel a lot of people to finally stop. There is so much to be thankful for when you take a good long look at it. Of course, we're always grateful for the folks that have sponsored the show. Many of our sponsors have become very good friends over the years. I include Lewis Lawn in that group. They are, it's family business. They sell great products. They provide great service. And they're just fantastic citizens. And think about what we were doing a year ago, trying to help the Roland family. And how they, among so many others, helped us, you know, keep things going for them. So Keith, and by the way, part two of that column will be out in 10 days. And it's got a great ending. I mean, I've known I'm going to write this for a year. And I had the ending written a year ago. You'll love it. It's a great Christmas story. So anyway, back to Lewis Lawn. They carry all different types of mowers. You know, the big zero-turn X-Mark and Toros. And the individual mowers, but mowers come in model years. So when the 2019s come out, they're that much more motivated to move the remaining 2018 inventory so you can get yourself a great deal on a mower now. You may not need it till next spring, but you'll be glad you have it when you do, and the price you got it from Lewis Lawn. And of course, the warranty you receive with your mower can be redeemed at Lewis Lawn because they can service and repair anything they sell, whatever it is. They carry all the Shindawa products, all the steel products, blowers, and so forth. And a lot of other handy things. I saw one there the last time I was there. They have this 3-foot grabber, stainless steel. I've had mine for 7 years. And it's one of those things, if you get debris behind like your knockout rose bushes and stuff and you want to get it out without leaving rivulets of blood running down your arm, it's a real handy thing to have. It's $24. Or about $24, but it's a very handy thing to have when you're trying to get behind things. And you can easily get cut doing that. Things like that, too. At Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, they're right next to Walter Craig, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. They will not be open on Thanksgiving Day, of course. And their number is 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Business beginning to pick up out on the roadways. 85 North at Ann Street. There's an accident there. Got traffic backed up to around Alabama State. Looks like about the same backup starting there at Alabama State going down toward the interchange. Also, Atlanta Highway is very busy up around Taylor Road, McLemore, Bell Road, and we also have new accidents on Taylor Road at 85 North and a moderate crash down on the South Boulevard near Highway 80. So be very careful out on the roadways this afternoon. Things are really beginning to pick up. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, unlock your special price. The 2019 models, they started coming in, and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. These cruises include a holiday dinner, live entertainment, and a cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 7th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Make memories with your family, friends, or coworkers this holiday season on the Harriet 2. For more information, go to funandmontgomery.com.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
The holidays are so full of cheer. There's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3 for $10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
Three for $10, baby bucks, baby bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go.
Baby go, baby go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by Lou Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Lou Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbylouchoir.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long, with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Thursday, December the 6th, it's the Health and Wealth Christmas Extravaganza, brought to you by David Ernest and Folcarelli's Pizza. Call 279-7431 for more information. Elvis and Santa will be there, and it's free.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Heart on the cocktail seems to flow. Gin, tankery, more Chardonnay. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, walk where the cold. Don't be a dink, watch what you drink. Don't be a jerk, don't pop the cork. Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a butter. Don't drink and drive if you think you've had a few too many. Grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Heart pumping up, tail seems to blow. Don't drive away, don't swear the plate. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, walk where the gold. Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, now drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive. She's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will mend your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
I got one little sad piece of business here to wrap up with today. I just put it on my Facebook page. I got a note from Cassie Turner. Look at that. Little Yorkie. He's missing.
Oh, no.
That dog, I swear, looks just like Barron's. And it's heartbreaking. And this is a family that's already lost a loved one. The white blonde lady, the nice blonde white woman in a bright blue compact car who stopped traffic on Highway 143 in Elmore County to save this dog from being run over can hopefully get in contact with the family. That's the description of the person who apparently found the dog. So you got a family here with, I guess they lost a loved one, and this is that loved one's dog, and now the dog apparently got out. So if, and this is on Highway 143 in Elmore. Now I put it up on my page. I hope you'll share it. I hope word will get around Elmore County. God, I would love to see a happy ending to this story. And by the way, when I do these things on Facebook, and there is a happy ending, please let us know. Please let us know, because we really hope, if it's good for anything, if social media has been good for anything, we've helped bring about some very happy conclusions to incredibly sad situations like this one. So that's on my page. I got some beautiful pictures of the planet. I got a whole bunch of stuff, and I got a, you know, liberals are ass. Holy cow, sometimes, Joey.
Right.
On there as well. What could be a better Christmas gift to yourself or to a loved one than the restoration of vision? Montgomery Eye Physicians, we've known people over the years who have done this, who have either done it for themselves. What a great gift to be able to read without glasses or contacts. And lots of folks are taking advantage of getting the gift of sight this holiday season. Whether you're looking for a custom cataract procedure, LASIK, or another vision correction surgical option, Montgomery Eye Physicians is there to help you and your loved ones see life clearly. You work with local board-certified surgeons using the latest medical technologies and techniques, and when it comes to experience, I mean, you just don't hold a candle to the team. First of all, it's a practice that's been around since 1945, long before LASIK was even an eyesight idea. And now they offer it. Dr. Swan and Dr. Schinner, two of the best on the planet. Now, you can visit their website, onlinemep.com. There's a video there hosted by Dr. Swan that's well worth your time. And from lenses to LASIK and all in between, they would like to wish you and your family a very, very happy and joyous holiday season. Why not wrap it up with 2020 vision from Montgomery Eye? They're on Vaughan Road, right across from Chappie's Deli. The number, 2713804. 2713804. Our final traffic update.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still got a little bit of a backup on 85 northbound between Mulberry and Ann Street, so be careful over that way. The boulevard's still pretty busy, especially the South Boulevard. Looks like it's taken a couple of light cycles to get through the intersections there, and still some traffic backup over near Troy Highway due to an accident. The East Boulevard, kind of heavy around I-85. Atlanta Highway, still kind of heavy up around the area of Taylor Road, McLemore, and Bell Road. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Profession Nails and Spa, it's fashion. Sally Beauty, Cato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan, and if you want it fresh, Tucker Pecan is the place to go.
That's right, Bubba. At Tucker Pecan, we've been doing this since 1952. That's a long time. And over all those years, what we've always done is serve the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Now we make the fresh chocolate-covered pecans with you want white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, honey pecans, pralines, cinnamon. You take your pick. We don't freeze them. We make them fresh daily. Make the pralines, make the divinity, the turtles. We do it all fresh daily. That's the difference in Tucker Pecan Company. And if you want to do something for your family and friends or your business acquaintances, you call us and we will take care of the rest. You send us your list and we'll get it out the door. That's what we do at Tucker Pecan. We make your family giving and your friend giving and your client giving our giving. We take care of it ourselves and do the best possible job you will find anywhere. And we are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We're now located in Pepper Tree Shops out on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week up through Christmas. Come see us. We'll make you anything you can dream of, Marguerite's, but we really want to brag about the Christmas specials we have. They're as easy as 1, 2, 3. We're talking about a diamond solitaire necklace, white, yellow, rose gold for $100, diamond earrings bezel for $200, or a triple bezel necklace for just $300. Whatever you dream of, we have it at Marguerite's. We have the diamonds, we have the gold, and we certainly have the experience. Come see us. Thank you.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Now, Dot, you got a big event coming up.
December the 1st is open house, and you know what fun that is.
is. We've got light refreshments going on from 12 until 4. There'll be some surprises and absolutely great sales. But we'll open the store at 9 and go on till 6. So you just got to come see what all's going on that day.
For anyone looking for a unique gift, Eastbrook is the place to shop.
Absolutely. We've got old memorabilia. We've got signs. We've got toys. If you need dishes, if you need china, if you need a dining room table or a new bedroom suit for guests coming in, we've actually got everything that you need.
So that's the Christmas open house December 1st. What are the hours?
9 until 6 with light refreshments served from 12 until 4 and marvelous sales.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
She's hot.
All right, take care now.
How could you let them go?
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time.
Take care now.
Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
Bye-bye then.
In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, my baby, bye-bye.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, the curtain falls too early, so they say. Some will go, others just stay and stay.
That's it, I'm out of here.